2 Samuel chapter 12 in your Bibles. When you read through your Bible, when you come to 2 Samuel chapter 11, it just kind of hurts your heart. You know what's there, and in chapter 12 is the consequence of chapter 11. Chapter 11, David sees Bathsheba. And here's the consequence of that. Chapter 12, verse 15. And Nathan departed unto his house, and the Lord struck the child, listen to this, that Uriah's wife bare unto David, and it was very sick. Now chapter and verse 18. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. The Bible is a book of life. It speaks of births, abundant life, eternal life, a place where all tears are wiped away. It's also a book of death. These words, "and he died," are written over and over and over. We all share a common beginning and a common ending. In Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27, the Bible says, "And as it is appointed unto man once to die," that will happen. We never want it to come. It may come softly and gently into the room of the one who has suffered many days. They've hurt so bad, but deep down in our soul, we don't want it to come. We say, maybe God will heal them and take away the pain, and we don't have to say goodbye. It will come into the room of the one stooped with age, and you don't want it to come. Even though you know they desire the comforts of heaven. Mark Cannon, who was a member of this church, and he got brain cancer. And they did everything they could, but it became very apparent that he was not going to get better. And I was in the room when he died. And just before he died, he told us all that were in the room, "I just want to go home." And we understood that, but we didn't want to say goodbye. He was a good man. Sometimes it comes as an intruder. It takes that one and marches out the door, and there's not a thing that we can do about it. Our reaction to death says something about our faith. And I'm not talking about grief. Grief is normal and it's right. Tears are a balm for the soul. But we are not to sorrow as those who have no hope. Underneath it all, we have the fervent belief that there is a God who understands, who loves us, and who does all things well. And God has two attitudes towards death. First of all, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. Precious is the death of his saints. But God also has this attitude. God has no pleasure in the death of the wicked. So I have a couple of thoughts. First of all, death comes to the best of God's people. Death came to David's home. He made some bad decisions. We've all made them. Most of David's life reads like a hall of fame, which prompted God, who knows everything, to say this in Acts chapter 13, "David is a man after mine own heart." I have no idea what level of morality and spirituality and personality for you to have for God to say that about you. Whatever it is, David had it. He believed and walked with God. He walked down the valley of Elah that day and he slew Goliath. He was a military genius. He was a political statesman, beloved by his people, the Bible says. He was a great author and poet. Over a dozen times, the Bible calls Christ the Son of David. But David knew sorrow. I wish I could tell you that the more that you came to church and the more you served God, the less sorrow you will know in this life, but that's not true. The Christian faith doesn't shield you from sorrow. It strengthens you in the sorrow. It's not a way to avoid problems. It's a way to meet problems. It's not that you will never walk through the valley of the shadow of death, but someone will walk with you. And you don't die alone. Angels know about hospitals and hospices. David was a great and godly man, and still death came to his home. Second of all, David's attitude while the baby was still alive. First of all, he put that baby in God's hands. Go back to chapter 12, look at verse 16. David therefore besought God for the child. I bet he did. And David fasted, and he went in, and he lay all night upon the earth. The bottom line is, we must do that with all our loved ones every day. We've got to put them in the Lord's hands. Mothers do that. Wives do that. Husbands do that. Daddies do that. We put our loved ones in God's hands. Second of all, express your love now. Give your roses now. You never know when that will come. Somebody put it this way, the old must die and the young might. And that's the truth. But ladies and gentlemen, one I love you now is worth more than 10,000 roses after they're gone. I had a funeral in Odessa. It was a young lady that was my age that was very instrumental in me being saved. When I say very instrumental, when I moved back to Odessa, I started going to Temple Baptist Church. And she was just nice to me. That's all. And I kept going and I got saved there. Well, she had a rough life. She was married 5 times. And the last person to whom she was married was not stable and came home one day and shot her and killed her and then shot himself. And, of course, killed himself at her funeral because her family was well-known in Odessa, and Odessa's not a big town. Every rose in that town was at Cindy Jennings' funeral. Every rose in town. And I had the service, and I was there looking, and there were roses everywhere. And I thought to myself, one rose while they're alive is better than 10,000 after they're gone. Take time now to speak to the one that you love and tell them how much you love them. Beth calls every day 3 or 4 times. And every time she says, Daddy, I love you. Every time. And that means so much to me. And of course, it comes from her heart. And I am so thankful for my daughter. We need to say it now, while you have the time, while God's given you time. your family. You kids, you have a mama. Tell your mama you love her. Express what's in your heart. I beg you to do it. Don't take your mama and daddy for granted. Third, reactions to death. Look at verse 18 and 19. And it came to pass on the seventh day that the child died. And the servants of David feared to tell him that the child was dead, for they said, "Behold, while the child was yet alive, we spake unto him, and he would not hearken unto our voice. How will he then vex himself if we tell him that the child is dead?" But when David saw that his servants whispered, David perceived that the child was dead. Therefore David said unto his servants, "Is the child dead?" And they said, "It was a little boy. He is dead." So this is what David did. Verse 20. Then David arose from the earth and washed and anointed himself and changed his apparel and came into the house of the Lord and worshiped. Then he came to his own house, and when he required, they set bread before him, and he did eat. He went to the Lord's house, and he worshiped. Folks, when you're dealing with death, you've got to keep your faith. That's what's going to get you through this. Things happen we don't understand. And if you try to reason it all out with the limited capacities that we possess, you will enter a maze of no escape. Trust God. Believe God. Honor God. Bring it to the Lord and surround yourself with God's people. David went to the Lord's house, and there he worshiped. He prayed. He sang. He listened. He fellowshiped. Just what we do every time we come to this Lord's house. And he submitted himself to God's will. Look at verse 22. And he said, "While the child was yet alive, I fasted and wept, for I said, who can tell whether God will be gracious to me that the child may live?" And then, ladies and gentlemen, he prepared for the life to come. Look at verse 23. "But now he is dead. Wherefore should I fast? Can I bring him back again?" "No, you can't, David." He said, "I shall go to him." Let me tell you something about when a child dies, when a baby dies, they go to heaven. And that's what David is saying. "I can't bring him back to me, but I'll go to him. But he shall not return to me." Let's pray. Father, thank you for allowing us to be in your house this evening. Thank you for your wonderful word. Thank you how it speaks to our heart. Thank you, dear Father, that you love us. And we understand that you always do the right thing. And dear Father, our heart hurts when we read about David and that little boy. Little boy was perhaps a year and a half old at this time. And he loved that little boy. And he had to say goodbye to it. But dear Father, we trust you. We honor you. We're thankful for your watch care over each one of us. Father, thank you for this story in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's stand, ladies and gentlemen.